amen, amen, amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in tonight on our hour of prayer. I am your host, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is our 1,026th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. It's where God is reverenced, Jesus Christ is adored, and the Holy Spirit is welcomed. We invite you to call in tonight if you have a prayer request. Our number is 319-527-6091, or you can call 323-870-4174. I can go online at blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. Our mission here is to win souls for the kingdom of God and to encourage its people and to stop the plan of the enemy for our lives and for people's lives. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight. God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for what you're doing. God, we love you. God, we honor you. Jesus, we adore you. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight, oh God. God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. And here, Bosa. God, we come in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ. But you say, all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. So we come in that wonderful name. Hallelujah. We come first, God, to give you the glory and honor that's due your name. We think that you are the only true and living God. You are the only God whose eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. You are the only God who never slumbers, neither do you sleep. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning, you are the end, and you are the first and you are the last. God, you are, oh God, we praise you. God, we love you. God, is in you that we live and we move and we have our being. You are the giver of life. You are the sustainer of life, and you are the preserver of life. God, where can we go? You alone hold the key to eternal life. So God, here we are in your presence. Your word says where one or two are gathered in your name, with two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So God, we welcome you in to do whatever you want to do tonight. God, let healing take place. Let deliverance take place. Bring joy and peace in the name of Jesus. So God, we come tonight, God, just thank you for Jesus, your Son. We thank you for the precious blood, because in the blood there's healing, in the blood there's deliverance, in the blood there's provision, in the blood there's protection. So we come tonight, God, to cast all our cares upon you. But you said that men are always prayer and not lose heart. God, you said that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sins and heal the land. God, we are in need of our healing. So we come tonight, God, to cast all our cares upon you. God, we lift up America, God. We lift up Ethiopia, God. We lift up Asia and Europe. We lift up every continent. And there, oh God, every continent, every country, Lord. You said there's no language where that voice is not heard. So we come tonight, Father, lift up every spiritual leader around the globe. God, every pastor, every evangelist, evangelist, every apostle, every prophet, every deacon, every deaconess, every missionary, God, every usher, every praise and worship leader, every musician, every choir member, every Sunday school teacher, every Sunday school student, God, we lift up every elder before your throne tonight. You know all about us, oh God. You know about the body of Christ. You made us, you called us, you equipped us for the work of the ministry. God, use us in the name of Jesus. Get your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we come tonight with humbled hearts. We come tonight believing you to do the impossible. We come tonight, God, with our faith waving. We come tonight, God, sit on your word. Hallelujah. We come tonight, oh God, believing you for miracles. Hallelujah. God, have your way tonight. Move like only you can. God, we ask you right now that you be with Pastor Troy, God. You know what she stands in need of. God, touch her grandson's body right now in the name of Jesus. God, healing is a chosen bread. God, be your brother now, Daniel, God. God, touch his heart in Jesus' name. Let it be like it should be, God. More than sure, they die away in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. And even the lift driver that called in for prayer, God, you know what they stand in need of. So we just go before your throne in Jesus' name. God, have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way. You are our God. We stand on your son, Jesus. We stand in your son, Jesus the Christ. So, God, we ask you that you move in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said in your word, Lord, that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, not the seed that can bread. You said they that believe on you shall not be ashamed. So, God, everyone that's in need tonight, God, we ask you to do the impossible. God, we ask you, God, to rise up us like never before, so we know we are in you, oh God. Have your way. God, we surrender to you in the name of Jesus. God, be with every ministry, God, that's on the airway, Lord, not just Purpose Kingdom Network, but every ministry that gives your glory, every ministry that represents Jesus of Christ, every ministry that has a mortal thorn in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing. Have your way, oh God. Oh God, keep your spiritual leaders covered in the name of Jesus. God, let them hear what you want them to hear. Let them speak what you want them to speak. Let them move and live like the way you want them to move and live. Let them be holy, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Oh, have your way, oh God. We need you. We long to be in your presence. We long to please you. Help us know who we are. Help us know who we are created to be. Help us move in your word. Help us live in your word. Help us to speak your word, because your word has power, oh God. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you. And God, even the leaders that's in the earth, God, everyone who is in authority, God, you know their heart. You know their motive. But God, remember your people. We say you are all things work together for good to them that love God. It may not look good right now, God. The thing that's born in the earth, God, but you have a remnant. You have a people that not bowed down to Baal. You have a people who believe in you for the impossible. You have a people who are serving you like all day Sunday. Oh, God, have your way. In the name of Jesus, oh God, every country, every ambassador, every prime minister, every president, God, we may not like the way things are going, God, but show us to pray for all people, Lord, so God, their souls are at stake. God, more they shine there, both sides, yeah, they sold it, in the name of Jesus. God, have your way, Lord, oh, have your way, oh God, have your way, Lord. Someone sick in their body. God, you said healing is a children's bread. God, you're bigger than every disease. You're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than diabetes. You're bigger than schizophrenia. You're bigger than multiple sclerosis. You're bigger than Alzheimer's and dementia. You're bigger, God. You're bigger than HIV. You're bigger than AIDS. You're bigger, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your children covered in the name of Jesus. You said healing is the children's bread, oh God. We believe you. We stand on your word. Your promises are yea and amen to all that believe. We thank you, Lord. God, someone's weeping tonight. You said weeping might endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. God, someone lost a loved one, and they feel like they're all alone. But God, you said you'll be that friend that sits closer than a brother. God, you said you will never leave them nor forsake them. You'll go always into the end of the earth. God, that one who lost their mother, God, and father, Lord, you said that when our mother was out able shy. Oh, God, we are a Sunday. God, you are worthy. God, we pray in the spirit. We don't always know what to pray for, God, but the spirit give utterance. We don't know what to pray, God, moaning. Here on this Sunday, oh, God, have your way. Have your way, oh God, in Jesus' name. God, we need you. God, we serve you. Oh God, and those who are incarcerated tonight that are behind prison walls, those who are wrongfully accused, let their DNA show up and fight for them. Those who did the crime, when after they get their time to come out and God, make a marriage, let there be men and women fit for society in Jesus' name. God, we praise you. We love you. God, in the hospitals, for in the nursing homes, the mental institutions. Oh, God, you're everywhere. God, you're everywhere. Use your people like never before. Use your people to preach the gospel. Use your people to show the love of Christ. Use your people, God, to reach out to the lost in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for what you're doing. God, we thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network. Our goal is to please you. Our goal is to let you have your way. Our goal is to be sold out for the kingdom. God, we thank you. Lord, remember the schools. Keep the schools covered in the name of Jesus. God, one woman stood to take prayer out of school. But God, we decree this day that the church of God will be protected in Jesus' name. We claim it this day, oh God, that you'll keep them covered in the name of Jesus. Even the ones who don't know you have a right to go to school, God, but we call for prayer. We call that you're moving on Sunday, even on Sunday, in the name of Jesus. God, have your way, Lord. Remember the inner cities. God, remember the inner cities everywhere. God, remember Philadelphia, God. Remember Chicago, Illinois. Remember Atlanta, God. Remember Camden, New Jersey. Remember all the area, Sunday, in the name of Jesus. God, you still have a remnant. You still have a remnant in the earth that is praying and interceding. But Jesus, you are the greatest intercessor. Jesus, you are the greatest supplicator. Jesus, you are the greatest mediator. You're standing in the gap for us, and we thank you. You're standing in the gap for us, and we need you. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We magnify you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind the spirit of suicide and lose life in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of oppression and lose peace in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of depression and lose peace in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of sorrow and lose cheer Sunday in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. Greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. You said no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue rise up against the judgment shall can be the story. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. God, we lift you up. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great all your tender mercies. Have your way tonight, God. Have your way tonight. Use us like never before. Help us to know who we are in Christ. In the name of Jesus. God, we love you. God, we need you. Someone's on the brink of a mori. God, someone needs a financial breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. God, you said the sin in his wealth is there for the righteous. And a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. God, you said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. And it's with the water. You show yourself you will. Oh, God, have your way all around the land, God. Have your way, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we praise you. We adore you. We love you, Lord. You are faithful, God. You are a holy God. We love you. We reverence you. We magnify you. God, every pastor, oh, God, be with her right now. In Jesus' name. God, be with her body in Jesus' name. Help her to keep the weight off in Jesus' name. Let it continue to drop off, God, for her health in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, oh, God. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. And, God, someone's listening right now that might not know you. God, we speak it in the name of Jesus, that before they leave this line tonight, they will want to get to know the God that we talk about. They want to get to know the name of Jesus. They want to get to know the Jesus that we possess and corporation. God, you're real. Jesus, you're real. Holy Spirit, you're moving. God, you're moving. Have your way. God, we empty out ourselves. And God, the sister Adrian ministers tonight in song. God, anoint her anew in Jesus' name. God, here's your bring sister Michelle before me. God, remove the heavy burden in Jesus' name. Oh, God, yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. God, we edify you, Lord. And Minister Aaron, right now, do it for your glory. Do it because you're holy. Do it because you are Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we feel your presence. Remember, Sister Vavine, oh, God. You know, it stands in need of God. Oh, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. You're sweeter than the honeycomb, oh Lord. Oh, we love you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to bring our sister Adrian on the line now to minister in song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places that I can't go home, but I am sure of this very one thing, that my God is real.
Yes.
For I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is just like pure gold. Cause my God is real, and I can feel him deep in my soul. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Cause he's sweet. And storm clouds may rise,
yes,
and the strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the I know that I found good Savior, and he's so sweet. I know. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Sweet heavenly spirit, know that we will be revived when we shall leave this place.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful medley, Sister Adrian. Oh, yes. Really ministered to our souls. Thank you. Amen. If you have a prayer request tonight, you may call in at 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174 and press the number 1. You'll be placed into the queue. Or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Amen. I'd like to share scripture with you tonight. I always like to do that as the Lord leads me. But I'm reading in the King James Version, Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 1-6. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are in the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Again, that was Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 1-6. And one more scripture, Ephesians, the 1st chapter. Again, this is the King James Version. Ephesians 1, verse 3-4. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Amen. Here in this passage of scripture, Paul is talking how there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Amen. Condemnation means to say in a strong way someone is wrong or guilty, or to give severe punishment, or to cause someone to suffer or live in a difficult or unpleasant condition. But if we are in Christ, that does not pertain to us. In is expressing the situation of something that is or appears to be enclosed or surrounded by something or someone. Here we are in Christ. So Paul is mentioning here how that the flesh and the Spirit war one with another. Amen. We cannot conquer the flesh in our own stead, and we cannot do it. The law can do it, so therefore we can't do it. Amen. But if we remain in Christ, we are overcomers to the flesh. What is flesh? Flesh can be anything that doesn't please God. And it's talking about Ephesians. I want to bring out that scripture, the 3rd verse. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." We are in Christ. We have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ. Let's get back to Eden and live on top of the world. Amen. It's spiritual. We are a spiritual being. Now, according as he has chosen us and him before the foundation of the world, we know God is a spirit and we came from God. Amen. So he gave us a physical body to house our spiritual body, our spirit man, our spirit man. You know, God gave us everything we need to live a godly life. You know, sometimes, you know, we get in the flesh for a moment or our own desires or the enemy brings thoughts to our minds. But the only way that we can cast them down is stay in Christ. Amen. That's when his blood, the blood of Jesus, makes atonement for us. Amen. He makes atonement for our sin or our flesh or our weaknesses or any thoughts that the enemy may bring to our mind. Thank God for the blood, because the blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Amen. It says, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. You know, we walk by faith. It says that if we walk by faith, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But how do we walk by faith? You know, our battle is in the spirit realm. You know, and I asked the Lord, I said, God, how can we walk in the spirit realm 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? You know, well, how can we walk in the spirit when we are in the world, but we are not of the world? You know, we think about our situations. We think about our parents and our spouses or our children, our grandchildren, our siblings and our friends and our homes and, you know, our jobs and our school and health and bills. How can we be in the spirit realm 24/7? But the Lord told me the only way that we can do that is by loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind and might, and our neighbor as ourselves. You know, when our heart is right before God, when our motives are pure before God, that's how we please God 24/7. That's how we can do it. Because we can't please God in the flesh, amen? So, again, how we walk in the spirit, we have a prayer life. We have a praise life. We worship God in the spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. God, we love you. God, we praise you. You know, when our heart is right before God and our motives are pure before God, God begins to walk with us and he talks to us and he speaks to us and he shows us when we're doing things we shouldn't do. You know, he shows us things when we say things out of character we shouldn't say. You know, the Lord convicted me. You know, I had said something to my husband. I was so upset with him. How I said something to him and I felt so bad after I said it. The Holy Spirit convicted me. And I said, God, I'm sorry. And I had to repent. If I hadn't repented and asked God to forgive me and him forgive me, I would have been in the flesh and it would have dwelt there. And it would have got worse than what it was, and I would have been out of fellowship with God. But when God shows us where we are, when God shows us the mistakes that we make, when God shows us the thoughts that we're thinking that are not of him, we have to repent so we can get back to living on top of the world. And that's by walking in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We love you, Lord God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. You know, the word God says, when our ways please the Lord, he makes even our enemies to be at peace. Amen. You know, when that word please, it means that God is happy with us. He finds pleasure in us. He's satisfied with us. And he's willing or glad to do anything that we ask or to do something on our behalf. When our ways please God, he meets our needs. When our ways please God, we touch his very heart. When our ways please God, he will hold no good thing from us. Hallelujah. But sometimes, yes, we go through things in this life. That's for God to purchase and for God to get the glory so that God can use us to the fullest. Hallelujah. How do we walk in the spirit? by loving God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might, and our neighbors as ourselves. Why our neighbors as ourselves? We love our neighbors. We have no ill will toward nobody. We love our neighbors. We want good things in their life. We love our neighbors like God truly wants us to love them. We begin to pray for them. We begin to intercede for them. We begin to speak the word of God in their lives. When our ways please the Lord, he'll make even our enemies to be at peace. Let's get back to Eden and live on top of the world. Hallelujah. God made that spiritual being first. But how do we have an abundant life? By walking in the spirit realm. Our fight is not in the earthly realm. Our fight is not in the flesh. Our fight is in the spirit realm. But how do we fight in the spirit? By prayer and by the word and by praise and by worship. Hallelujah. When our ways please the Lord, he'll withhold no good thing from us. Hallelujah. And one more thing before I bring on, I think I got a text from a brother, Minister Aaron, amen. And lo, Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verse 17, it says that, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased. We know God was saying that about his son, Jesus the Christ. No, we are not Jesus. No, we're not. But if we love God with all of our heart, and if we love the word of God, and if we love people, when God looks on us, he'll see Christ. And as he sees Christ on us, he'll begin to move in our favor. As he begins to move in our favor, things begin to happen. As he begins to move in our favor, people change. Hallelujah. Situations change. People's lives change. Hallelujah. I think about this scripture, how the Lord said that he'll prepare a temple for me in the presence of my enemies, and how he says at the end that my cup is over. When our cup runs over, every person that we touch in their lives, our cup runs over in their lives. Hallelujah. They feel the presence of God. When our ways please the Lord, he'll make even our enemies to be at peace. Won't he do it? Hallelujah. Perfect, we're not. But we serve a perfect God. Holy, we're not. Jesus Christ is holy. We need the word of God to live holy. We need Jesus Christ to live holy. Only God can make us live holy. But we have to stay in the word. We have to stay in praise and worship. We have to stay in prayer. We have to connect ourselves to other believers. That's where we get our strength. Hallelujah. No man's an island by themselves. Hallelujah. We need one another. Nobody's a big I and a little you. We are one in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. God, we love you. God, we need you. God, we praise you. God, if this word touched anyone tonight, God, I praise you. Hallelujah. You are worthy. We want to get back to Eden and live on top of the world. We want to live the way you want us to live, God. We want to do the things that you want us to do, God. We want to please you. Hallelujah. When our ways please the Lord, you make even our enemies to be at peace. Hallelujah. When our ways please you, God, you withhold no good thing from them that walk out right before you. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. God, we love you. God, we magnify you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. Let us walk in the Spirit. In the Spirit, there's overflow. In the Spirit, there's an abundance. In the Spirit, there's health. In the Spirit, there's wealth. In the Spirit, there's victory. In the Spirit, there's deliverance. In the Spirit, there's triumph. Hallelujah. We want to walk in the Spirit so we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. We edify you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to turn this portion of the hour over to Minister Aaron, I believe, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I guess not. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I guess we're going to have the altar call right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone listening tonight that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you to repeat after me. Because, see, without Jesus Christ in our lives, we are men most miserable. Without Jesus in our lives, we are headed for eternal damnation. The Word of God says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you want everlasting life, if you want peace that surpasses all understanding, if you want the joy of the Lord, if you're tired of being sick and tired, I invite you tonight to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. All you have to do is just repeat after me. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, come into my life and I'll live for you. I trade my will for your will, God. I need you, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart, and I'll live for you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. Welcome in to the family of God. We invite you to tell someone that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Be happy about it. And we encourage you to find a church home in your immediate neighborhood or in a neighborhood. Doesn't have to be immediate, but find a church home where you are being fed the Word of God. Until that time, if you can't find one, we invite you to tune in here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Amen. Amen. Brother Rob, are there any announcements tonight?
Yes, we have announcements, and I'm just going to make those announcements real quickly, and we're going to go ahead and resume tonight's program. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's broadcast, and we thank you, whether you're calling online or via phone. We thank you so much for your prayer, support, and your just understanding with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much for supporting us, and we just hope you enjoy tonight's program, and as well as our other programs. And we invite you to go to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can simply type in the host name or show name, and you can hear their shows in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for doing so and that way of supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And God's will, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It, hosted by Sister Adrian, Sister Janice, and Sister Talleen. And once again, it's going to be Let's Talk About It at the 9 p.m. hour. And we hope you, with God's will, God's blessing, be able to join us at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening for Let's Talk About It, hosted by Sister Adrian, Sister Janice, and Sister Talleen. And we thank you so much for your support. If you want to hear any of our or see any of our advertisements, we invite you to like us on Facebook. We're also on LinkedIn and iTunes, where you can hear our past and previous shows and some of our live broadcasts where it's applicable. And we thank you so much. And of course, with tonight's program, we want to resume with Evangelist Trina. Evangelist Trina, the program is back in your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rob, for those announcements. Amen. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. I do believe that we do have another prayer warrior on the line that's going to pray to close us out. But before we do that, again, if you have a prayer request, you may call in at 319-527-6091. If not able to get through on that line, you can call in at 323-870-4174 and press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Amen. You know, we serve a good God. We have an awesome Father. And we have a great leading of the Holy Spirit. God is good and he's concerned about his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Aaron, are you going to come on the line to do the closing prayer? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I guess I'll be closing out tonight. If all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to close out in prayer. Amen. First of all, we want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight on our 1,026th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, God, your presence is here. God, we feel your presence. We feel your love. We feel your power. Hallelujah. God, thank you for your word that went forward tonight. Thank you for the scriptures because there's power in your word. There's power by being in Christ Jesus. There's power in sharing the gospel. There's power in ministering in song. There's power when two or three get together in Jesus' name. There's power. So, God, we thank you for showing up tonight. We thank you for showing yourself faithful. We thank you for pouring out your spirit. We just thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you that we know who we are in Christ. We know who we are in God. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We thank you that we serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a holy God. We serve the God who gave the gift of salvation. And in salvation, there's completeness. In completeness, there's wholeness. We thank you, hallelujah. Oh, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We might not have had everything that we want, but God, we truly have everything that we need. Hallelujah. You are the God who meets needs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, as we close out tonight, but never to leave your presence. God, again, we lift up the youth, oh, God. Keep them covered in the name of Jesus. God, be with our grandsons, Lord. Be with our granddaughters. Be with our daughters and sons. God, be with our race. Oh, God. God, we need you like never before. God, you said the Spirit prays with, oh, God, have your way tonight, Lord. Touch like only you can. Heal like only you can. Deliver like only you can. Keep like only you can. Restore like only you can. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Have your way tonight. God, those who are weeping. God, you say weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. God, those who have a heavy heart. God, release the burden in Jesus' name. Oh, God, those who are about to give up, God, help them to hold on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way tonight. God, meet needs. Work miracles, Lord. You said miracles and signs and wonders to all those who believe. God, there's believers on the airway tonight. God, there's a need that has to be met tonight. God, we ask you, Lord, God, that be with the wealthy in the land. Lord, let them continue to give out the bounty. Let them continue to give, God. Or let them give to the kingdom of God. Let them, you're not just concerned about their soul, not their money, but you're concerned about their soul. opportunities. God, you are great. God, you are holy. God, you say you want to shoe that give people the power to get wealth. God, let them give, Lord. Let them give, God. Let us all give, Lord. We don't only have to give money, but we can give our time. Hallelujah. Shanday, God, oh God. Oh God, you're worthy. God, you're holy. Someone's in need, Lord. God, meet that need in Jesus' name. There is a balm in Gilead. There is a balm in Gilead. Oh, God, you're moving. Healing is a children's bread. Oh, God, you're working miracles right now. You're working miracles right now, God. Oh, miracles, signs, and wonders. So, Father, those who believe, there's believers on the airway, God. We believe you for testimonies. We believe you for healing, Lord. God, we in this Melissa right now, God. Meet her near Shanday. We run this heart right now, God. Meet her near Shanda. Oh, God. Hey, God. You are great, God. Hallelujah. Be with Wesley, Lord. Be Wesley's knee, God. Be with his ear, oh, God. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, you are holy. God, we trust the hem of your garment, Jesus. We trust your heart tonight, Jesus. We trust your heart. We're in your throne room. We're in the throne room, God. We're in the throne room. God, your people, God, remember your people. Oh, God, you're moving. God, you're moving. Testimonies, healing, deliverance, restoration, relationships restored, mother and daughter, father and son, husband and wife. Oh, God, siblings are restored. Hey, God, healing. Healing virtue, Lord, you're healing virtue. God. Oh, Lord, you're worthy. Oh, God, you're holy. Oh, God, great is your faithfulness. And God, remember every host on Purpose Kingdom Network. God, remember our labor of love. God, remember us name by name, need by need, desire by desire, what by what, God. You said you give us the desires of our hearts, but we're wise enough to know that when we draw closer, your desires become our desires. We're wise enough to know, God, that without you, we are nothing. Without you, we are nothing. We are flesh daily. Without you, God, we are nothing. Oh, God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. God, remember the faithful. Remember every member of a Purpose Kingdom Network, every household, every child, every keeper automobile is covered in Jesus' name. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. But you should give us angels charge over thee to keep in all thy ways. God, we speak. Oh, God, I speak. speak it. I speak doctorate. I speak doctorate in the name of Jesus. I speak a degree. She will get a degree in the name of Jesus. I speak it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the funds to come for tuition, God, in the name of Jesus. You said we have not because we ask not. We ask amiss, but I ask, we ask for the funds to come up here and show here, Roshana, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, God, our life is not our own. To you we belong. Thank you, Lord. I believe there's a call on the line. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Trina, awesome word, awesome word. The prayer is exactly what we needed. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. Just keep up, and let God keep using it.
Oh, thank you, my sister. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
You're quite welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. God bless you. God meet her need, Lord. Abundance overflow in Jesus' name. Our household covered in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your glory. Oh, every need, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, show yourself faithful in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, your presence is here.
Yes,
it is. We have enough. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, Jesus, oh, God, turn it around, God, for your glory, God, oh, Jesus,
yeah,
oh, God, oh, Jesus, a miracle in the name of Jesus, oh, God,
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I said, thank you for calling in. Oh, God.
You're quite welcome.
Yes. I believe we have another caller on the line. Thank you, Lord. God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Okay, I guess there's not another call on the line. We're going to
Hello.
Close out. Oh, yes.
Yes, how you doing?
Blessed. How are you? You blessed too, right?
Yes. My name is Michelle Hines, and I'm just calling for prayer. For me, my children, my family.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you heard Michelle's prayer request. You knew before she even spoke it, oh God. So God, we stand in agreement tonight. You say it was two or three touch from the earth, asking anything that they shall ask of the Father shall be done. God, we touch and agree tonight. We lift up her, we lift up Michelle, we lift up her children, we lift up her family, we lift up her home, we lift up her finances, we lift up her mind, we lift up everything that pertains to her in the name of Jesus. God, meet our need. You are a good God. You are a good Father. You said you never seen a righteous forsaken, now the seed begging red. Hallelujah. Oh, God, give her the peace that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. God, give her financial liberation. Oh, God, touch their heart to give. Touch their heart to give, God. Touch their heart right now to give to her in the name of Jesus. God. In the name of Jesus, we decree it is so. God, you said the sinner man's wealth is laid up for the righteous, and the good man leaves the inheritance to their children's children. Oh, yes, God. Oh, Jesus. God, we praise you. God, we restore the relationship, God. Mend the relationship, God. Me and restore. Yeah, go shot. God, ain't going away. Yeah, go shot. Yeah, go shot. Yeah, go shot. Oh, God, for your glory. Work it out for your glory, God. You restore. You repair. You mend relationships in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're worthy. God, you're holy. God, you're moving. You show yourself faithful to the faithful, God, to those who believe. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in, my sister. Be blessed. Amen. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you've done tonight. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. God, we thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for the visionary. And God, I thank you for Brother Rob's faithfulness, God, every night being on the board. God, I thank you for his faithfulness, God. I thank you for the host at Purpose Kingdom Network. And to those who called in, God, thank you. That there's people who are wanting to listen to what you have to say. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. And as we sleep tonight, God, keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our children's homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep everything that pertains to us under the blood of Jesus. And God, when we wake up tomorrow morning, let us wake up with new joy, and new determination, and a new peace, and a new desire to want to please you even more. God, you do all these things for us. We'll give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen, amen, amen. We'll meet you here again tomorrow night. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Have a blessed week. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see that, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.